Blog Talk Radio.
You know who it is.
Yeah, girl, yeah, right, like that. Yeah, you know I like it just like that. When I'm eating that pussy for the back, make sure you throw it right back. Yeah, girl, yeah, right, like that. Yeah, you know I like it just like that. When I'm eating that pussy for the back, make sure you throw it right back.
Right back.
Shorty fine, pussy popping on my face.
Let's go.
Yeah, she riding. I'm gripping on her waist. Yeah, the sex go while it lasts. But then I gotta go. But I don't want you tripping yet. You ain't nothing but a hoe, baby girl. I don't understand why you tripping. All the fine wines, girl, you sipping. You want a fancy car, girl, you driving.
Let's go.
Just need to feel my tongue inside. That pussy.
And she always give it to me.
I hop in the car, dial my phone, tell me what's going on, what's popping tonight. Trying to get on, smoking some, make my ass tight. I hop in the car, dial my phone, tell me what's going on, what's popping tonight. Trying to get on, smoking some, make my ass tight. Girl, I promise this is sure nice. You wanna do it sober or we can get.
Hey.
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 Hey, happy Monday. Hello, and welcome to Damn, This Should Be Interesting. How you guys doing? It's going to be an interesting Monday, as it is every Monday. At least that's how we try to make it. You know what I'm saying? We try to pique your interest, start conversation, get our community stirring. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here to do, man. And this Monday won't be any different. So, and of course, we're always bumping the best and brightest in LGBTQ music. Underground music is the best. We try our best to play the best in our community. So all the music that you hear here is LGBTQ music. So if you guys have been on social media, you know what our hot topic is tonight. But if not, I'm going to go ahead and if not, apologize. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know. Tonight we're talking about Black African Americans, however you describe it, tradition. What traditions are still alive, the origins of traditions. What are the traditions about? And we want to know what we share in common. We want people to call in and talk to us and tell us some stuff that you think is typically Black. I know that might sound wrong, but, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, what is something that's typically Black? And you can say, you know what? Pretty much across the country, Black people do this. Or you can say, oh, man, I can't believe Africans doing this. They doing that in Oakland. You know, this we got to figure out how all of this stuff connects. So that's our hot topic tonight. Okay, Black family traditions. Are they still alive? What are they? Which ones we have in common? And which ones are old and kind of neo? You know, new traditions that have come along with new generations. So we're going to go around and introduce ourselves as we do every week. I am at Solo Flows.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
What up, y'all? This is Ange Drinks.
I'm at I Mean.
I'm at Cali Bud 3.
And we are the DTS Beyond family, man. And we just want to know, right? We're going to play music, but we need some callers to call in and talk to us about this tradition. Actually, we were just having a conversation before we got on the air, like we always do. But we discussed these topics again before we put them on air so we can kind of know what our opinions are about them. But Callie was just bringing up an excellent point, and we're going to go into this great point that she was bringing up after we listen to Dr. J's Word of the Day, which is going to have to do with Black family traditions. So we need you guys to really listen. Listen to this Word of the Day. Carry it with you. It might become part of your tradition.
All right, y'all. Dr. J, you know, about to prescribe you with this Word of the Day. And when I give you these words, they should become a habitual part of your life. So, with that being said, today's word is habitual, something that becomes a habit, something that you do often, something that you should teach often. That's how it ties into what we're talking about today. Family traditions should be done habitually, meaning done often, done customary so that people can get used to doing them and you can teach other people what you're doing and everybody can come together and have a great, big, happy family. Dr. J's word of the day, habitual.
Yeah. Okay, so we want you guys to repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat, and that's how something becomes a tradition, right? Every year, DTSBI, we have a camping trip, right? So it's exciting. We were just talking about our next camping trip that's coming up in June. So we're going to have pictures for you guys of all the great fun and all the great things that are going to come out of our wonderful camping trip. So as DTSBI, we have created a tradition. We're going to go camping.
every summer, and there's a lot of things that we do together, so they're becoming tradition. So that's just how it happens, right? It's repeated generation after generation after generation, and then it becomes tradition. Callie Budd was just making an excellent point about African American history, which was it's a forced tradition when you're coming from nothing. Your resources are few, and you're forced to create something from nothing. And Callie Budd, talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, thank you. So, well, I was just letting the crew know I'm doing a lot of research. We had talked about last week on that Ustream. Make sure y'all get that Ustream account. We on there every first Monday of the month, 7-ish. You know what I'm saying? So. But we were talking about Baltimore, and, you know, we're talking about getting back to our roots and changing within ourselves and our culture. So I looked into it, and I seen a lot of different things that were going on the Internet, and I seen that it was very, very slim what we had going on, and I just looked at what we did have on there and was mostly about slavery. And I looked on some of the cultural facts about African Americans, and one thing that popped up was soul food. And I thought about, you know, what the significance of soul food was, you know, what the ingredients were, and I was just telling my crew that, you know, we were given nothing. Slaves were given the scraps thrown out of the windows, you know what I'm saying, and we had to grow our own vegetables, and we had to grow our own grains and things like that, and we had to milk our own cows. So we came from nothing, and a lot of people don't know that African and African American cultures had to make a lot of their own things, like soaps, oils, hair supplies, because our culture is so different, and because of our circumstances, we came from nothing. So a lot of our cultural insights, Sunday dinners and things like that, come from us having nothing and creating something out of nothing. And I think, it's, you know, a lot of cultures have their, you know, have their things and their cultural things that they do, but I think ours is very unique and significant because of what we've been through and because of something that came out of it so great. And I think we're losing that. I think a lot of us are losing just the family qualities of life, you know what I'm saying, within their culture. I think black people need to go back to that love and everything. And because back then, African Americans, even, I'm going to say that black and African American culture is a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? African culture and black culture is a little bit different. But I'm going to say for the black culture, I think we need to get back to our family oriented values, like Sunday dinners, like, you know, jump in the room when you're getting married, like baby dedications. We need to really start getting back to the values of our culture, because those are the things that keeps us tight as a community. So I think this, you know, all of our values and things that have been passed down to us that our culture has worked so hard to get to in slavery and things like that, I think it's really a shame that we're losing that. Dr. J, what about you?
You know, not only should you do some of the past things and stuff that comes up in culture, but you can create your own traditions too. For instance, like me and my sister was eating one day, and my brother, that's what I call him, seen us eating. He was like, we could tell y'all related, because look, all y'all still got y'all meat left, but them vegetables and everything else is gone. Yeah. And we both looked up like, yeah, because if we didn't eat our vegetables and stuff first, we got in trouble. And that's a tradition that we pass on to my nieces and nephews and everybody else. And we also do like a little Easter egg hunt every year. We gather up all the kids, because it's so many of us, and we go across the street and we hide all the eggs and we let the kids just go have it. We watch them, we know it's safe, and it's something that they look forward to every year. So, you know, create your own things. Do something that involves community and getting together, because that's what we're missing on. The Sunday dinners are the best because it gets everybody together. You guys can talk about stuff. You can see one another, because you don't know when you might, you know, not be able to see them again.
Dreams. What's up, y'all? This Dreams. I just want to say, yeah, culture is important. And it makes me think about the fact that, you know, like a lot of the culture was passed down by the elders of our family and our community. And, you know, we don't see a lot of our elders no more. People don't have grandmothers, you know, around to actually pass down that tradition to the youngsters and, you know, to do the storytelling in the family so that everybody can remember what the culture was like. You know what I'm saying? It's that storyteller and that elder that's missing.
I think
I think a big African American tradition is church, and I don't think a lot of youth nowadays attend church, so that could be one of the reasons why we are losing our culture. Mm-hmm. Growing up, my mom actually, I love her for this too. I'm multi-race, I should say. I have a few races in me. So my mom, throughout my life, she always took us to, like, we went to Carnival, and that's when, you know, like a whole bunch of cultures get together and dress up in costumes and bring out their cultures and dance on the street, and you know, we did that. And we also, she took us to powwows. Powwows were, that's crazy because that's when Native Americans used to get together and celebrate life. And they still did that. In fact, the last one I went to was up at Mills College, but I remember, I think I was 12, and it was great. Like, I love seeing their culture, and I love being able to see it. I love being able to learn about culture, and I feel like we need to be able to get back to doing stuff like that, because I really haven't seen anything like that in a long time, actually, now that I think about it.
And a lot of people don't know a lot of culture, a lot about African culture and black culture is music, entertainment. And that's one of the things that I really, really want us to stick to. I think we're even losing the significance in that. I think we're losing the significance in music right now. Hip-hop, I think, is, like, killing our black culture right now. I think it's kind of, like, destroying everything about us, and it's steering us in all the wrong ways. I think mainstream hip-hop, you feel me? Mainstream hip-hop, I think, just because I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, Dream Knock, and then you feel me? A couple of weeks ago, I looked online trying to find a song, jazz song, and I looked on iTunes, and all the jazz musicians were white. Like, all the jazz musicians. I think I seen two African-American jazz musicians. I just thought, like, damn, didn't jazz and blues come from African Americans? Why is there so many white? Like, where is the, you know what I'm saying? Where is the fucking, you know what I mean? So it was just crazy to see. But a lot of people don't know that music and 808s and tapping on, that's drums. That's, you know, once again, coming from nothing. You know what I'm saying? Creating, getting around Africans in the tribes and all together, coming together, having a party just like we do with drums and dancing and singing and coming stuff over the top of our heads. That's part of our culture. And I think we are losing that last art of our culture is music and entertainment and being able to uplift people in an artistic way. You know what I'm saying? Spoken word, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we need to start getting back to the things that African Americans have created, and we need to hold on to them. Things like that we can't get caught up in all these, I'm sorry to say, but all these white, you know, all these white, you know, celebrated holidays. Like, you know what I mean? We can't get caught up in that. I love Easter and all that, but I don't know why we keep telling our kids that rabbits lay eggs. But, you know, that's besides the point. I just think we need to get back to African culture, and we need to get back to being, you know, we need to get back and being more aware about our skin color and about what we've been through in our cultural background.
Man, that's deep. This Dreams, y'all, I just want to say you hit the nail on the head with the music. Man, y'all got to understand how deep and how far back that music go, because not only was we partying, but and it was a point in time when we all didn't even speak the same language.
Really?
And that music is what brought us all together. You know what I'm saying? Music was a language for us. And so, you know, that's definitely one of the important pieces of our culture that we got to keep and stop it from getting watered down.
Instruments.
You know what I'm saying? The instruments. And then, you know, not only that, but it told messages, the rhythm and the beat. You know what I'm saying? When we couldn't talk to each other, we making them noises and them sounds, we really sending some messages as well and telling our story. And then we can't forget that music always leads to revolution.
Amen.
So, yeah, it's straight from the church house to the streets. It's music has always led us.
Mm-hmm. Music is the heartbeat.
Dr. J, just want to add a little bit more. What I really love doing is having family reunions, you know, going back and getting together and meeting parts of your family that you didn't even know existed. And one something that's cool that I've seen at a family reunion was that they had a whole chart with everybody on it. And it had the whole family tree of how they were connected and who was who, how old they were. It had their numbers, their addresses of where you can find them and how they were related to who. So things like that can be meaningful and helpful to everybody in the family. So it just... a tradition, something that you can start.
Wow. Wow. All of this is good, man. I'm feeling good about the feedback. The DTSBI family is apparently fired up about this topic. That's awesome. That's a beautiful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into some more music because it's our tradition here at DTSBI to serve our community with wisdom and music. So where we gonna go into some of this AO VIP who's gonna be on live when we come back from playing her track, Do You Worse. Yeah. That Miami Heat is sizzling.
JD, are you ready for school?
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
All right, I'll see you later. I'm going to work.
Okay.
And you look really pretty today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll see you.
Pretty. I ain't pretty. I'm a tomboy.
What was that?
Where you at, Chinky? Where you at, Sonic? Ha! Yeah! Tomboy swag, what you know about that? Tomboy swag, what you know about that? Tomboy swag, what you know about that?
Yeah. I let my pants hang low, all I rock is pants back, and I'm all set it up. What you know about that? I got that tomboy swag.
What you know about that?
I got that tomboy swag.
What you know about that?
Never carry handbags, but I know how to fold. With my tomboy swag, damn right I'm showing off. With my tomboy swag.
What you know about that?
With my tomboy swag.
Motherfucking west side, where the niggas stay live, stay high, stay fly, chucking up they hood signs way high. Always with the turn up, give a fuck about the police, sell your ice at a lower price. That's how you make it dope free. Nigga, it's me, CEO, M-O-N-E-Y. Don't question me, true watch, bitch, raised in the bricks. Fake bitches, don't faze me. Screwed by them OGs, yeah, they know me as a humble bitch. Always on some money shit, keep a money maker on the team, so the money fit. Hoes call me King Stud, guess I'm that bitch. But if a hoe get out of line, time to flip that switch. Never play about my money, ain't a damn thing funny. True West Coast rep a lane, bitches need to bow down. Bandwagon bitches, shit they get on my nerves. Don't give a fuck, trick, the West is what I know of.
Concept, man, but what's going on with y'all? I'm so happy I had to hit you up. I was like, yo, I'm so happy, I'm so excited because I leave for Sweet Heat Miami this Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're gonna be going down there. The talent event is gonna be on Sunday, May 17th at I don't know what the name of the club. I think it's LMNT. And it's gonna be a DJ Dimples foam pool party, you feel me? So it's gonna be like kinda you know, mixed in with that. And then that's going to be, the later that night is going to be the all-white party. So, you already know I got my all-white ready, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
But, yes, I'm definitely blessed, and I've been working hard, and the Wave mixtape is out, you know what I'm saying? You know, most of the songs have been heard because I put them all on free online. But just for anybody who support me, I went ahead and, you know, got some CDs made, hard copies, so I'm giving those out for free. Anybody that wants a copy, just DM me your address. Hit me up on social media, AYO_VIP. On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, pretty much everywhere, Snapchat even. And like I said, it's totally free. If anybody wants to donate, they can. I'll always accept a donation via PayPal or any other type, but it's totally free. If you just send me your address, I'll mail you guys out a copy. You feel me? So that's what's going on. That first mixtape is finally done. It's finally out. It's ready. And I got a whole new mixtape coming out, like, a lot quicker. I got a whole lot of material that I'm holding on the low. As soon as I get back from Florida, I'm going to release it. So I'm just mad excited.
Oh.
mad excited.
Look, can we, like, I'm all excited. I'm rocking back and forth. I'm trying to see. We're trying to get our bid in over here. We want to
hear
that.
I gotta get about 3 CDs out of you guys. I gotta get like a whole load of them CDs. Y'all say y'all can show the bay what's up with that North Carolina hip hop.
Well, you know, if you get them out to us, I'll give you an address, and if you get them out to us, we can hand them out at Pride. Our Pride.
Oh yes,
this year.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, we'll hand them out
yes.
in the city.
Yeah, just DM me that address, man. I got some coming to y'all right away. But that's all.
So
I,
what you
I
got
for
Miami
y'all.
Though? Talk. What
Yo,
you got for?
What I got for y'all? I honestly don't know, because you know I wanted to see the people that do support me. What do they want to hear? And also I want to feel out the situation once I get to Florida, how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So I'm bringing all the tracks. I'm bringing every track, and then whatever I feel, we're gonna go with that. And I didn't even tell y'all, man. Just last night, Saturday night, I opened for Ziggy out here in Raleigh. Smoking Jeans, Raleigh, North Carolina. That was popping. We had the place lit. You already know Ziggy came through, turned up the whole place. We had some chicks out there go 3
Marley,
hours.
Oh, man. Hey,
yes. No.
Callie's like,
Marley,
yay.
You know Ziggy. You know what I'm talking about, Ziggy, LGB artist. You got to look back at it. I'm talking about different Ziggy.
Ziggy. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ziggy.
I know. Okay.
She said Marley. I wish it was a Marley.
Really? Oh, I thought she was like, oh, okay. I know Ziggy. So how was that?
Yeah, we playing that. Man, it was good. You know, I already know how we did. I opened up for her. She came through. Had, you know what I'm saying, had the club on tilt. She was in the DJ booth getting it crunk and everything like that. She performed Look Back At It, Passenger, Sex Song, all her new hits. So she was
Look
out
back
there,
at
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
Look Back At It. I like that song,
she was
too.
Doing it up.
Was the girls in there going crazy?
Yes, she had the girls twerking crazy, hands on the ground, hands on the knees. It was crazy. I can't even. I was a little bit too tipsy. I can't even lie. I was a little too tipsy, so I had to come down off that.
You had a good time.
Oh yeah, of course. And you know I'm about to have a crazy time this week. I'm about to have the time of my life. I'm gonna have to report back to y'all with some video blogs from Miami for the damn show.
Oh, we would love that, cause I know, like I've just seen before, like. How Miami Heat goes down, and all I can say is hold on, fam.
Hold
this
on.
About to be bananas.
It's
oh my god!
The countdown is on. I can't even wait any longer. My bag is been packed for a month. Okay, my clothes in there already got creases. That's been there for 2 months because they already been in the bag pressed down. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take off.
That's what's up. Well, you know we with you. But before you go. We want to ask you the question about any black family traditions that you know of.
Black family traditions. Definitely. I was listening earlier, and I thought it was actually interesting how you were saying that you guys feel like a lot of black family traditions are actually lost because youth aren't going to the church. You know what I'm saying? So I would definitely agree with that, just because I know kids today not really going to church, or even the youth today, teenagers, they got, you know, part-time jobs that they work. So I would say a lot of traditions are lost that way. But just, you know, that Sunday dinner, or even, you know, Christmas, holidays, the way you get up, the way, you know, even when grandpa, you know, a certain person of the family sits at the head of the table, a certain person of the family serves the food, a certain person cuts the turkey, you know what I'm saying? Just little things that are part of our culture. That are important, you know. So basically, I do appreciate y'all, man, letting me come on the show tonight and, you know, speak my piece. Like I said, if y'all want any of them CDs or any of y'all listeners want a free CD, just hit me up on the DM. It's totally free. I'll take a donation, but you don't have to. I'll just send it out to you right away. You feel me? So appreciate y'all, man. And I'm hoping to come out to Cali and link with y'all soon.
For sure. And we just want you to know that you're always welcome. You know what I'm saying? Your family, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to support you, and we want to see your dreams come to fruition. You know what I'm saying? And if we can if we can be a catalyst for that, please allow us to do so. We're always out to have you.
Well, blessings to y'all, man. Peace up. God bless. And y'all stay up, man. I'll stay in touch with y'all. It's VIP signing out.
All right. Peace. That's what I'm talking about, man. If y'all can make it out to Sweet Miami Heat, man.
Yeah, can we make it out to Sweet Miami Heat?
Man, I'm just like,
man. Can we get sponsored, man?
She's about to have a time she can't remember. She gonna have the best time she can remember. She gonna have so much fun. Man, just have a great time. I'm just, you know, I'm really proud, man. You know what I'm saying? Every time I see, especially our damn family, LGBTQ artists doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, get into the mainstream and just being able to perform on any platform is wonderful. And a person like Ayo definitely deserves it. Awesome music, quality, time put into it, and definitely represents the LGBT community very well. So we're going to go into a song, and then we're going to take some callers.
What? Hey, that's my favorite part of the
day. Yeah.
Yeah, shut up, go, get up, go, get up, JD, pull out, Baltimore, baby. I ain't never been the one to sit with my hand out, cause I'ma go and get it. If you ain't know, think it's time to find out, cause I'ma go get up. That I'm all about my business.
I'ma go get up,
that I'm all about my business.
Cause I'ma go get up, get up. And I don't do neither one, cause I keep it real 100. No crash coming. And you can't get no dough for me. Trying to use me for your come up. No fire side, that's dead dummy. Never lose, cause I'm always one up. Never snooze, cause I'm always woke up. And I'm good under pressure game when the shooter never choke up. Well put together when life broke me up. Never been 10 minutes, so I spoke up. Put it to the limit and I never slow up. Can't still fit, David's had to grow up. And get my dough up. I show up when I show up. When life knocks me down, pop a bottle and I pull up.
All them haters that doubted me, forever showing loyalty for those who ride for me.
And I do it for the mister.
Hold it down for the mister.
And everybody that's about that business. Shout out to my go getter.
I ain't never been the one to sit with my hand out. Cause I'ma go and get. If you ain't know, think it's time to find out. Cause I'ma go getter. That I'm all about my business.
I'ma go getter.
Like the Energizer Bunny, I'm going and going and going, never finish. I'm what the game won, and I'm what the game missed. I'm like a team full of all-stars, Jordan, Rodman, and Pippen. I stay on my grind each and every day, eliminate anything that's in my way. I never keep quiet, got something to say. If you're testing my G, I'ma get cray-cray. So many hitting on me, if they wasn't hitting, I'd be disappointed. Said they didn't want me in the past, but then it seemed that I'm really what they wanted. When I came up, everybody want in, but they never was shooting with me in no gym. First I used to sink, but now I can't swim. Didn't even know my name, hashtag, I'm setting trends. Hit it to the top to rise up on the mall. Sending off like graffiti on the church wall. My arm strong, I want it whole. I'm taking charge, cause I'm a boss.
My mama told me that nothing in life was ever free. Anything you want me to do, best believe you're paying me.
I'm all about my business.
I'm all about my business.
And that'll never change.
And that'll never change.
I'm on the road to riches.
On the road to riches.
And I'm never changing lanes.
I ain't never been the one to stand with my hand out. Cause I'ma go and get. If you ain't know, think it's time to find out. Cause I'ma go get. That I'm all about my business.
I'ma go get.
That I'm all about my business.
I'ma go get.
I ain't never been the one to stand with my hand out. Cause I'ma go and get. If you ain't know, think it's time to find out. Cause I'ma go get. That I'm all about my business.
I'ma go get.
That I'm all about my business.
I'ma go get.
I ain't never been the one to sit with my hand out. Cause I'ma go and get. If you ain't know, think it's time to find out. Cause I'ma go get. That I'm all about my business.
I'ma go get.
That I'm all about my business.
Cold weather, hot headed, leather jacket, no hat.
outside forever. Finally caught a cab. Girl called me with an attitude, told her I call her back. Fucking up my chakras, now I'm fussing with the driver. Driver, can you step on it? Like a roach you trying to hide beside the sofa with the girl you just met on it. Or pay for money on the sidewalk, get in the way. I usually try to be patient, but I didn't today. I just didn't have it in me, word to Kendrick, forgive me. 30 always been an organ short of a symphony. Now this is not a diss track. This is just a reference to the boy down in Georgia in the gym mat. And I just sort of did that, cause all my shit is tight. Flexing my muscle like a gym rat, duh. I don't take it lightly at all, but the more attention we give it, the quicker it's getting solved. Free DJ fire, my cousin behind bars. Sickest I remember, it just isn't affluenza. Now I think they're saying something like 6 or 7 Decembers until he could see his kids and pick them up, cook them dinner. Now that's a lot of long winters. But his faith is in God, all praises to the Most High. I'm God. A lot of long winters, but his faith is in God, all praises to the Most High. They say the best is yet to come. Hallelujah, we're moving to the future. Two heads better than one. Even better now, we moving together. I'm not afraid, what's come is gonna come. But I'm moving the dance floor, stepping between depression and delusions of grandeur. I'm free to do me, but as you see, I've been paying for it. It's not the type of thing that this community stands for. I've been up, I've been down, various methods of transport. Pills, narcotics, pilots landing in the airports. Always been someone who wanted to understand more. Way before I had the black trapper keeper with the Jansport. I've been taking notes, I want to know what we here for. Bow arranging notes and you wasn't prepared for it. We exchanged notes, outline them and therefore. Got your hands up like you got all of the answers. Now what you know about 30 on the microphone? On the microphone, on the microphone. I go in like James Hood, Vivian Malone. Hold on. Stop the track. Google that if you don't
they
know.
They say the best is yet to come.
Hallelujah, we're moving to the future. Two heads better than one. Even better now, we moving together. I'm not afraid, what's come is gonna come. And it ain't no telling where I end up. Right beside the third letter, they keep sending me links. I tell them I heard better shit. Drop out of my anus in the porcelain container. Spin counterclockwise, nosedive beside the baby wipes. Flow sweet like my auntie's sweet potato pie. Give them a taste, they shake their heads. There's nothing they can say about it. Except, whew, gonna make you famous, child. But can everybody make it ride like potato salad? Why I got a plan B to A from the Mecca. Things fall apart, I'm just trying to keep it together. That's word that I cherish. Cause things been crazy with no signs of ever getting better. It's the coldest winter, eldest winter.
Yep. We in here cracking up. As usual. There's always something funny going on at the DTSBI studio. So we're having a good time up in here. But it's time for radio.
It's time for radio.
So, Black Family Traditions is what we're talking about. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a couple of callers. We want to see if they have any traditions that they want to share, if we can find something that's in common. I feel like we can, you know, draw the line across the paper to find a match. So let's see if we can do that. The last four digits of the phone number is 5425.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm great. I must say I hella appreciate this topic this week.
Okay.
It feels good.
That's
to
awesome.
Just hear our history and our traditions, and me being an African American studies major and not seeing too many people interested in our topic, it kind of gets discouraging. But just to hear like everybody's history and about their family, it feels real good, and it lets me know that we're still doing the work.
Yes, thank you. We definitely are, and that is our effort tonight. It's to make sure that we're keeping the traditions alive, you know what I'm saying, and reinforcing them. There's a lot of things that we have in common that we might not know, but and it's interesting that we have these things in common with strangers, So obviously it's in tradition somehow. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about some traditions that you know of.
Well, I'll stay in the Bay Area, but I'm from Gary, Indiana. So a tradition that I started as I got older was going back home on, like, Christmases or, like, Thanksgiving days just to be around my family. Because, like you said, like, we lose tradition. And over the years, like, growing up, I didn't care too much about it, real shit. And just being around my elders and just looking at, you know, how big my family really is, like, it just feels good. Like, so one tradition would be, like, just going back home during holidays and just enjoying the snow and being around people, getting high, getting drunk, like, just chilling with family.
That's a beautiful thing, man. And I know to the African-American culture, family is very important. Right, we stay, we're close to our family, we ride for our family, we believe in family, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we don't even really, like, even if we have we have siblings with different mother or father, that's still our brother or a sister, you know, we don't separate,
right.
You know, that's, like, culturally, we really don't do that. It's strange. We don't say half this or half that or anything like that. We're just whole, period.
Right.
You know, so that's one of the African-American traditions. And African traditions that I truly appreciate. But thank you so much for calling in. We thank you for lending us your voice, man, and a tradition. We appreciate it.
Yes, yes. I want to give myself a shout-out. I graduate May 20th with my Ashram degree, AA degree,
yes.
And I'm just doing real good. You feel me? Like, my graduation is this Saturday. You know, I'm going to turn up, smoke a little. You feel me? But, yeah, this has been, like, motivation.
Congratulations.
The
more of us who are out there in the workforce, the better. The more, you know, the more we get educated, the more we can create opportunities. So that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Thank you for achieving that.
No problem.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. We have a caller with the last four digits of 0446. Hello, caller, you're on. Hello? Okay. So listen, what we're talking about tonight is the Black family tradition. It's been wonderful to talk about this topic. We're definitely running out of time, but it was a great topic for us, and hopefully it was a great topic for the listeners, and I hope people got something out of it. Familiarity and the point of what we're doing is that family and tradition and love and building is very important. Repetition turns to tradition. So if you find something to do annually with your loved one, and make it happen every year at the same time, every year. Make it a tradition. We can make traditions. They do happen. I just want to shout out, I know Callie mentioned earlier, I think she was talking about some jazz singers, and they're all being white, which she saw on TV, which she know traditionally that jazz singers were African-American, especially 20s, 30s, Harlem Renaissance. It was, you know, infected with Black talent in jazz. So I want to shout out Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Cab Calloway, Dinah Washington, Lena Horne, Ray Charles, Nancy Williams, Bessie Smith, Nina Simone, and on and on and on and on and on. And all that jazz. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to Dr. J's quote of the day, and then Callie's going to take us out with an entertainment report.
All right, y'all, Dr. J's quote for today. Traditions are the guideposts driven deep in our subconscious minds. The most powerful ones are those we can't even describe, aren't even aware of. Family traditions counter alienation and confusion. They help us define who we are. They provide something steady, reliable, and safe in a confusing world. And lastly, what lies behind us
and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Dr. J's quotes of the day.
Thank you, Dr. J, man. I always need that prescription before I ignite. And I thank y'all for calling in, man. We appreciate the love. My entertainment report for tonight, we still praying for Baltimore. We still praying for change out here. It ain't changed just because the days of the week did. We still on the same hype, man. We need, as black people, as African Americans, every race, we need to do better. We need to get better. So that's my entertainment report. Everything, hashtag, pray for Baltimore, pray for change. You know what I'm saying? We all on the same boat right now. We need to get on the same page. We need to do better. We need to get better. We need to start making better decisions about life. And we also need to smoke some bud. We really do. I really think that would help every situation. I'm just saying, it makes everybody feel better, gets everybody motivated, gets everybody eating together. You know what I'm saying? It just creates a nice little vibe. So what I like to toss around to people, if they feeling sad and lonely, you know what I'm saying, and they feel like they need a jump start in life, I hand them either some lemon kush or some OG granddaddy kush and make everything all right. Around here, when we smoking on DTSBI, we just throw a whole lot of weed in the pot, and then we roll it up, and we make burritos. You feel me? So that's what we doing out here. We throwing up a whole gang of salad weed, and we rolling it up, and we getting high as a family, because that's what tradition is all about. We creating a tradition with our loved ones, and we feeling good. We thank y'all for calling in. Keep calling in every week. If you got any topic suggestions, if you're an artist out there, you can hit us up on our fan page at facebook.com/DTSBI2, you know what I'm saying? I'm keep saying that over and over again. Or you can hit us up every week, Monday night, 7 p.m., 347-324-3853. Or you can hit us up online for our past shows at blogtalkradio.com/DamnTSBI. You can hit us up on our personal Twitters. I'm at CaliBud3.
I'm at I mean.
I'm at Ann Streams.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at Solo Flows.
And you know how I go. We want to thank our highlight artists of the night, VIP. Man, that sweet heat in Miami, man. If y'all going to be out of Miami, make sure y'all go and support that, man. It's about to be live out there, man. Make sure y'all go support. It's going to be a great situation out there in Miami. We thank our highlight artists for the night. Make sure y'all go support her on Facebook, Instagram, everything. VIP, we going to do it live. We going to keep supporting her. We going to keep blasting her music on our playlist. If you got music, once again, you can hit us up on our email, DamnTSBI@gmail.com, man. We got a great LGBTQ playlist going on. Be a part of it, man. Be a part of the situation, man. Every week right here on Damn, This Should Be Interesting. Dr. J always got me, man. Always got me on the lift. Y'all niggas don't never have me on the lift. This nigga Dr. J always be on it, man. Always, man. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. No, man, we love y'all. We thank the callers that called in and showed love on the situation on our topic tonight. We appreciate the love. Keep calling in. Spread the word to everybody. 347-324-3853. Once again, Damn, This Should Be Interesting. Tonight and every Monday night, 7 p.m. We're going to get out of here with a good song. 220 going to fade me out. You feel me while I roll up.
Yeah, you can smell the smoke. Smell the flame on this purple sheet. You don't see.
smoking on the fruity shit while you be on that midget like tobacco to your lungs, boy. Quit it.